The strangest thing, you know, it's easier to get you on during the college football season than it has been as far as during the summer, because, you know, you've talked about doing these special projects, and there's a lot of work that goes in. Everybody just assumes, okay, week one, now we're ready to go talk college football. You know, as far as from your line of work, you know, there's a lot of feature stories and human interest stories and things that you work on during this time gearing up for an upcoming season.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a series that we call What Drives You at AL.com, and we've been fortunate enough to get some great folks on there. And earlier this season, we had gotten Deontay Wilder, the heavyweight boxing champ, and we got Laura Rutledge of SEC Network and ESPN. And then yesterday, we posted our Nate Oates video, the new Alabama men's basketball coach. And I think that was a big question for everybody is, who is this guy? Who is Nate Oates? You know, coming from Buffalo, having a lot of success there. And so we really got to know him, and it was a fun project to work on.
We bring up SEC Media Days, which will be next week from Hoover. And one of the things that – this will be my 12th consecutive year, participating and broadcasting from the SEC Media Days. And one of the things I love to point out is a chance and opportunity to renew old friendships, get to know folks that you don't get a chance to see in person across the land who cover college football. And it's a chance to make new friends as well. And you know, SEC Media Days, I can go down a list of individuals that I met for the very first time at SEC Media Days, and you are one of those individuals. And so it's nice to say now a friend and a contributor now to our show and SEC Media Days. Check, one of the reasons why we now have this type of working relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just on, talking about that earlier today. You know, SEC Media Days, there's not always a lot of excitement, not a lot of stuff that you can anticipate. There will be some things that jump out at you. But one thing that I really do enjoy, to your point, is that you do get to meet with media members. And some of us are there for 4 days at AL.com, even though we primarily cover Alabama and Auburn. Of course, we cover the SEC, but we are in Birmingham. So it's nice to be close to home and get to sleep in your own bed at night, but it's nice to come over and talk with the different media members and reconnect with people. And, of course, just kind of catch up on life and then, you know, kind of go through the car wash that is the coaches that come through the hallways and then the players as well representing each team. And, it's again, the unofficial kickoff to college football season and kind of gets you in the mode, I guess, a little bit, get your mind right. And then, of course, you can write about a few things, talk about a few things, and then it's, you know, just a short few weeks before it's go time.
Now, I've seen some strange things at SEC Media Days. I see Philip Fulmer, when he was head coach at Tennessee, getting hit with a subpoena in the lobby. I've seen the whole fallout as far as Johnny Manziel with things that did not play off right for him at the Manning Passing Academy. The whole thing and the halo effect with Tim Tebow walking the hallways of SEC Media Days. So you see a little bit of everything. And when we look at this list, you know, because, you know, when we think about the SEC, think about national championships, think about Heisman Trophy winners, things along those lines. But I look at the representatives from all 14 teams, and there's a lot of, all these players, obviously, there's a reason why they're chosen. They represent their schools well. A lot of outstanding football players, too, on the field. But a lot of star power, especially with the quarterbacks representing some of these teams this year.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about today. It was funny because I didn't even realize I was on vacation last week. So I felt like I was kind of out of the loop a little bit. And I had said something earlier. I was like, hold on a sec. Have we even gotten the attendees list for SEC Media Days yet? Which is weird because I feel like normally we have it a little bit sooner than this. So I was kind of curious. Okay, well, who's going to be coming to Hoover? And then the list comes out. And, you know, you can always expect from your teams, your veteran quarterbacks, your veteran star receivers, your players on the offensive side of the ball, obviously, you know, somebody from the defensive side. And then a lot of times you get a good mix of special teams and, sometimes they bring in a kicker. But it's kind of been interesting. This list, to your point, does have a lot of star power, more than I anticipated. And nine quarterbacks?
Right, nine QBs.
He really jumped out. Yep, nine QBs. And I was like, wow. And one of those being Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama, that was interesting. I'm not surprised that he's coming. But keep in mind, even last year when he was named the starter, he was still kind of kept away from the media a good bit, sort of shielded from them. And so we didn't get a whole lot of opportunity to talk to him per se. So obviously having him going around will be very interesting. I think that he's obviously had a chance to meet with the media enough. And, you know, a lot of these guys do, you know, they kind of go after guys they know that can hold their own. They're going to be going through the ringer, answering 5 million questions, some of the same questions over and over again as they bounce from room to room and on Radio Row, which, of course, is where you'll be at. But it is interesting to see sort of who they've, you know, kind of gone with. And I think that there is going to be a lot of star power. And then it's always fun to aside from the X's and O's discussion, it's always fun to see these guys get all dressed up and in their their suits, and they kind of make it into a little bit of a show, if you will, and a little bit of a celebrity sighting as they walk through the lobby of the hotel.
And here's the thing, and I'm not going to throw out the player's name because I don't want to embarrass this particular player, but you know, you could just tell he felt so honored to represent his school, and this goes back. I think it goes back to my very first year back in 2008, you know, covering the SEC Media Days. And what I remember most about the fact that he came from a very humble background, had to borrow the suit, but he looked so sharp. It was a defensive lineman, and he went on to the NFL afterwards. But the fact that, you know, he took this what it should be, it's an honor. At that time, all the teams only had – this was before – Texas A&M and Missouri joined the conference. So at that time, it was only a 3-day event, and each school only had two representatives. And he just felt so honored to be able to represent his school. And I will never forget, you know, that type of enthusiasm and that attitude. Because, you know, think about what you're doing, say, if you're between the ages of 19 and 21, and you're being thrown into a mix. It's not like the other Power Five conferences. I mean, it's the most attended as far as from a media representative standpoint, and you're going to be having the spotlight shown on you throughout the day. And so not only are you trying to represent yourself well, your teammates, your school, your football program, and you know, hats off to all of these individuals that accept this challenge.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because, I mean, if I'm a player getting told that this is going to be, you know, I'm assigned to do this and I'm going to come out to SEC Media Days and get off that bus or get out of that car and walk through those doors. If you've never been there, it's hard to anticipate what you're going to get. And it truly is, I mean, just hours upon hours of answering questions. And, of course, each team comes through and they circle around to obviously Radio Row. They go upstairs. They do each of the different, you know, the electronic media, the TV media, the radio. You know, obviously the networks, they pull them aside and do a lot of stuff with them. And then, you know, just various things that they do for social media, you name it. And so when you really don't know what to expect, I think that first and foremost, if you've never been put in that position, it's got to be a little intimidating and scary. But secondly, if you haven't gotten accustomed to the life, in the spotlight, that certainly will get you ready in a hurry. And of course, you know, to your point, these guys really do take great pride in it because they get to, you know, be out there in front, a spokesperson for their school and for the program before the season even kicks off. And so I think that they definitely, you know, take great pride in that. It's great to see those guys sort of button things up and you know, kind of smile throughout the day, and you know that they're sort of ready to take on that challenge.
One of the things that I noticed too, and by the way, having a chance to visit with Lauren Sisler with ESPN, the SEC Network, and AL.com, one of the other things I noticed, one of these teams, we're talking about of their three representatives, one of these individuals led the conference last year with 87 catches. Another one of these individuals representing this school led the conference last year, averaging just under 8 yards per carry. It's not Alabama. It's not Georgia. It's Vanderbilt with Kalijah Lipscomb, the wide receiver from Vanderbilt, and Keyshawn Vaughn, the running back representing the Commodores. And, oh, by the way, another preseason All-Star as well and tight end Jared Pinckney. I love that 1-2-3 punch that Vanderbilt brings to the table with their offensive players this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of exciting too, because you do normally see a mix of players, offensive, defenses, like I said, special teams. So, it's not often you necessarily get, you know, three players from the same side of the football. And so I definitely think it's great for them. And I always love when Derek Mason comes in. You know, he's always just got a big smile on his face, just a sharp, bright man, you know, comes in. And while, you know, I think the one thing that's hard is because you have that anticipation that you're going to get a lot of coach talk, right? A lot of coach speak from everyone. You sort of anticipate what everybody's going to say, what Coach Saban's going to say, what Gus Malzahn's going to say, what all these coaches are going to say. But I think that, you know, that's one thing I enjoy is sort of getting to learn the personalities of some of these coaches. And I got to admit, you know, things have been maybe a little less, I'm trying to think of the perfect word for it, but when you don't have your Les Miles and your Steve Spurriers of the world there right. at SEC Media Days, things are, you know, there's a little bit of a different expectation for what you might get. But, you know, certainly interesting to hear what all those coaches have to say and sort of preparing for that. And really, you know, everybody's been here, done that, right? So the expectation of anybody coming in and sort of doing something or saying something that might not or that might make headlines, I don't think that expectation is there. And sometimes you get excited for this event and hope that you'll get some headlines. And, you know, sometimes you will get a few things here and there. But for the most part, it's really just an opportunity to get to know these teams as they get ready to step foot on that field here in the next couple of months.
Some programs do the bare minimum with regards to the SEC Media Days. They only do what's required, and that's it. And that does not always include Radio Row, for example. I have an award that I give out every year, and it's called the Tommy Tuberville Award, because back in 2008, when it was a three-day event, Tommy Tuberville for Auburn didn't just show up on the day that Auburn was supposed to be there, didn't, you know, give a 30 minutes time on Radio Row, and that's it. He was there for all 3 days. He would be there for morning shows, afternoon shows on Radio Row. Anybody that wanted to talk to Tommy Tuberville, he was that guy. He made himself available selling the Auburn story, right? And you brought up Derek Mason. You know, to me, Derek Mason is the closest thing that we get to a Tommy Tuberville, because not only does – when he arrives, like last year, whether it's Atlanta or, you know, 2 years ago in Birmingham – or in what we anticipate happening next week in Hoover and Birmingham as well. As soon as he gets checked in, he comes down, makes himself available even prior to the day that he's required to do those things. So I wish that other programs would take a nod to the Tommy Tuberville of the past and what Derek Mason does representing Vanderbilt today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that that's one thing that has – perhaps escaped some of these coaches and programs, because they do the bare minimum. They don't necessarily need the media or feel the need to go through and be that open source for all the media outlets to provide coverage for them. And, you know, one thing that's hard too, think about that. This is 4 days. The first 3 days are full length days, right?
Right.
You get a lunch break in between and that's about it. And then Vanderbilt comes in. Who is it on the last day? I know it's Auburn, it's Vanderbilt. Who's the other team on the fourth day? I have to pull up the schedule here. But with that being said, you know, that's tough as a coach and as players, because, you know, they're coming in kind of fresh, right? It's their first time hitting the podium. And we as media members are, you know, eyes glazed over from all the football talk. And for a coach to come in with that kind of energy, and I know Derek Mason has been put in this position quite a few times, coming in that last day. You know, I'm not sure really how they pick and draw.
Well, Auburn comes too. It's always, because Auburn will never come the same day as Alabama, and Auburn's usually the day after Alabama. So on that final day, it's
right.
Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and the Auburn Tigers this year.
Okay, so Kentucky, right, yeah. And so I think that's what's interesting to me, is that these coaches and players have to come in sort of with that expectation, and more specifically Derek Mason, because I know that he's been put in this position before, is having to come in, bring that energy, and sort of let people know, hey, we're Vanderbilt, we're here. You know, it's not time to shut the book yet and close this thing, shut this laptop down and go home. You know, we're here and we're here to make a statement. And I think he always does a really good job of keeping that energy up and helping, you know, to kind of motivate and encourage everyone around him to sort of stick around and get excited about what Vanderbilt brings to the table as far as, you know, that last day is just absolutely tough. And so, you know, I know by the time I get to the end of it, I'm just like, woo, box lunch, got my computer out, Usually I got to get up and stretch the legs. I'll walk to the food court. I've got this like favorite place at the food court in Hoover that I always go to. And you're going to laugh at this. I know I'm going off a tangent here, but I go to this place. It's called the Farmer's Basket, and it's a meat and three. Yet, however, I choose to get the honey chicken. So I get Chinese food at a meat and three. It's like my favorite honey chicken in Birmingham.
Well, see, I know we can always count on the free Chick-fil-A sandwich when we visit with the folks with the first week of the season, and of course the Peach Bowl as far as with Chick-fil-A. But I always let them try to sell me because, you know, at that point when I'm trying to pick up a sandwich at night, I'm taking the best deal. All right. So I just like let them like throw out the best deal and then I'll take which one I want at that point.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Well, and look, you got to admit, being part of the media, that there are some perks to being in the media and the food selection. I mean, that's important, right? When you go to a college campus, you kind of have that expectation. And I know you've been on the media circuit for quite some time, and you understand. And I've traveled around the SEC, and I have press boxes that I have starred based on what they're serving up. And not just before the game, but at halftime as well. It is very important to keep those things, you know, make sure you note those things because you definitely want to come hungry and you make sure you do not leave hungry. That's for sure.
The perks for me is it's really simple, though. I mean, the fact that during the 4 days I get a chance to have a nice, you know, 10 to 15 minute conversation one on one with the commissioner of the SEC, one of the most powerful individuals in all of college football and sports. And the fact that I'll have the same opportunity with Bill Hancock. I always brag about his resume. Used to head up the Final Four, then the BCS, and now the College Football Playoff. And just one of the most humble guys you ever want to be around. I love those type of opportunities. And to me, that's where the fun of this is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of bright people, a lot of great people that are kind of running the show here. Piecing this thing together is certainly no easy task. And just to be part of it is obviously an honor. And I've been in Alabama since 2011. So this will be, I guess I didn't cover media days in 2011.
So this will be your eighth one.
Math here, 12, 13, 14.
It'll be eight.
Yeah, eighth one. There you go. I had to do the math. Yeah, my eighth one. So I'm coming up on it. I can't believe I'm only too shy of a decade. That just is crazy.